Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Darren Revelle, fresh off of a hot story being broken, joining us right now. Are you punching him up, Figgy, or am I punching him up? All right, Figgy's got him. Darren Revelle from the Action Network joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. You can visit actionnetwork.com and download the free app. Darren, you're on with myself, Sean Bajani, and Cecil Shorts III. How are you?
What's up? I'm not prepared to say what the story is, unfortunately, because I didn't break it. I just got the phone call, so... It's not a humongous deal, but it is a, let's just put it this way. It is a betting lounge inside an NFL stadium.
Ooh. Wow.
Now, everyone's automatically then says, will there be can you walk up to a window and will there be kiosks? Like, everyone's obsessed with the idea of, you know, the actual physical, because they've always dreamed of having, like, oh, kiosks. That's what they have in England. Like, you can place your bet at a kiosk. And the truth is, aside from Washington, D.C., at the Capital One Arena, where there'll be a couple kiosks along with the William Hill Sportsbook, mm-hmm. kiosks just are not profitable. They sit there, and when you make your bet, it's a one-off, and they don't know who you are. And then it's only there. What these lounges have done, like they have at the Prudential Center with the Devils, William Hill Lounge, you go in and they get you to download the app. That's the key, so that when you go home, you can bet. And they want you to bet on that app. That's where the profit is. So I think it's funny that everyone always asks, like, the first question's like, well, is there a kiosk and a window? And the answer has become no, because it's not profitable.
I feel bad, Darren, that Sean Pendergast is not here, because he'd be frothing at the mouth with that kind of information.
He'd be drooling right now.
I know you guys
talk about that all the time.
I talk to that guy enough. Well, we're glad you're on with us today. Sean Bajani, Cecil Shorts III with Darren Revelle, Senior Executive Producer for the Action Network. So, Darren, I was looking at your Twitter a couple of days ago. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. I can't remember now, but I saw that you lost out on a great...
I'm sure I can't remember either. I tweet so much.
Well, I felt like this one smarted a little bit when you lost out on the Greg Jeffries Mets jersey on eBay. Funny story about that, and I want to ask you why the Greg Jeffries fan, because for some odd reason, you know, look, I'm here in Houston. I've been a lifelong Astro fan my entire life, but for some odd reason, back in the mid-90s, early 90s, I had a Greg Jeffries St. Louis Cardinals baseball card framed on my dresser for years, and it stayed there until I moved out of my childhood home at the age of 24. I don't know why I had it. I still have it somewhere in my baseball card collection, but why the big Greg Jeffries fan?
Well, as a kid growing up in New York, you know, I won my World Series in the third grade, thinking, hey, this is pretty good, I'll do this again. And since I'm a Mets, Jets, and Nets fan, that has been the only pro championship I have ever won. So 86 was amazing. And then came 88, where we didn't beat the Dodgers. And then we were up to 89, 90. You know, Gary Carter and Daryl Strawberry were then on the Dodgers, which is like, God, this was all before the Boston Red Sox, Yankees defections, of course. And our hope was this, the number one prospect in baseball, Greg Jeffries, and I bought like 8 million of his cards. And so it was basically, I was bidding on it as a joke, you know. And I just read an incredible story that I posted on Twitter about how hard those Mets players were on Jeffries.
I just read that last night. That was a fantastic
read. Oh, my God, yeah. And yeah, it's like, I'm like, what the hell? You made it more challenging for him. How does that help us? But yeah, I mean, I collect a ton of memorabilia. That's not anything serious. I mean, I've spent up to, you know, $30,000 on one piece I'm really confident about it.
Oh, wow.
You know, and collectibles are flying right now, just going completely nuts. Obviously, Jordan stuff. I'm actually selling two of my Jordan pieces because I'm afraid my kids are going to ruin them, and you can't stay in my house anymore. So I have the only signed Jordan champagne bottle from a locker room after a championship. So I have a 1991 finals bottle of champagne obtained by the Lakers ball boy, and I bought it. And
full or empty? Is it full or empty?
It's full. It's full. It's full, baby.
What kind of champagne?
Yeah, it's full. Oh, it's the worst of the worst. It's like, you know, brute grape juice. It's essentially sparkling grape juice. Clearly bad. And the funny thing about that is you look at all the pictures, they were drinking that stuff back then. Like, now it's just a spritz around. But, like, back then, like, Scottie Pippen looked like he was making his way through the bottle in the locker room, you know?
Hey, at that point, you know, you just won the title. You'd probably drink in anything you can get your hands on.
If you look at – what was very funny is if you look at the first couple championships, Jordan's always drinking a Miller Lite.
Really?
Really?
I didn't notice that. I need to go back and watch.
A Miller Lite?
Beer of choice. A Miller Lite. He has a Miller Lite on the bus, a Miller Lite on the plane, a Miller Lite. Yeah, he was all over Miller Lite. And actually, I mean, that's when active players couldn't do beer deals. Now they actually can.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of years.
Darren, let me ask you this. With the pandemic going on, what major sports league do you feel like is handling it the best right now?
I mean, that's a trick question because golf is handling it the best. But they're all independent contractors. So, like, they could say, okay, you're like, you go home and, you know, it's not going to affect the quote-unquote team, you know. I will say this. A bubble doesn't work if you walk into the bubble with COVID. I mean, memo to the MLS, you know. If guys are testing positive, and I understand there's a drag. That's the problem. You know, I understand there is a big drag. Hold on, I got to take a screen grab right now. This is actually really funny. Okay, I'm taking a screen grab of my Beyond is down 20% today on the stock market. So you know how they send you the 20% off coupons. I just thought that would be pretty funny. Anyway,
oh, you got that, nice. That
but I think it's hard for anyone to handle it. I don't think the NFL's handling it well. Like, for the most part, they're, like, serving up a cup of denial. Like, you know, all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we're fine. Oh, we canceled the Hall of Fame game. No, we're fine. Oh, we're only having 20% capacity in five of these stadiums. Like, that's not handling it well either. You're not giving me more hope by you know, staring it in the face and, like, laughing at it. It's very weird.
Well, so would you?
I don't have a setting institution from an academic standpoint. I think everyone's making their own decisions, saving their own butt. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what makes college so difficult, is that it's very hard to get everyone on the same page. Each president has a different risk tolerance. And obviously there's a different risk tolerance if you're in the South versus, you know, if you're somewhere else. And then you deal with, like, oh, the SEC, yeah, they're going to be the first one back, you know? And then it's like, well, hold on one second. Now that they wanted to be the first one back and they said, screw this, and we got to get on with our lives, look at where they are from a COVID standpoint.
Darren,
what's Mount Union doing, Cecil?
As of right now, it's still up for grabs. I know it's two smaller D3 schools in Ohio where they canceled all their sports for the remainder of the year.
No, that's why I think it's interesting. Like, those guys, that's why I think it's interesting.
Yeah, like Oberlin in Ohio and Case Western Reserve in Cleveland, they canceled their fall sports completely.
Wow.
What's Case Western's mascot? The violin or something like that?
I don't even know. That's a great question. A computer?
Yeah, the computers. Yeah.
Darren Revelle joining us here on Sports Radio 60. Man, wish we had more time to chat. Go ahead, break that story. Get the details, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you, man. It was great talking to you, and I hope I get a chance to deal with you down the road.
Sorry I was late. Every once in a while, I have to chef for people, but that's That's okay.
Hey, do your thing, Darren. Appreciate you, my
okay,
man.
Okay, take care.
All right. Darren Revelle from the Action Network. Visit actionnetwork.com and download the free app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.